You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Beyonce has added another fashion line, Ivy Park, to her empire. She's obviously already got a massive management company, Parkwood Entertainment, and Forbes puts her net worth at no less than $250 million. Ivy Park, though, is her foray into the growing athleisure market. It's been selling out like crazy, but Daniel Belton, an associate editor at The Root and a member of our Marketplace Weekend family, noticed something missing, and she joins me now. Hi, Daniel. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you checked out the Ivy Park line. What did you find?
Well, what I found is that, you know, Beyonce puts out this incredibly cool clothing line. It's this athletic leisure line, and people were ecstatic about it. Like, the products sold out of stores, it crashed, like, the website. But, you know, there was this one thing that stood out to me when I went to look at the clothes was that there were no extended sizes. There was no plus size option, which meant no fun for me personally because, you know, I'm a big girl. I'm a little bit larger than average and I can't squeeze into a size 12. You know, it only went up to like a 12, 14 extra large. That's their extra large. And so there's no way for me to enjoy it.
This really surprises me, I have to say, as a business decision. One of the things that you pointed out in the story you wrote about this was how big the plus size market is and how much it's growing. I mean, the dollar values are pretty eye-popping.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about $17.5 billion in the plus size market, and it's growing. It's been growing steadily. And it's growing, whether you like it or not, for lack of a better word, because the average American continues to get larger. People around the world continue to get larger. And it just makes sense to try to sell clothes to those people if you want to make money. The average size of American woman is a 14. Ivy Park stops its sizes around like a 12, 14. And, you know, they're essentially just missing out on a lot of money. Like, there's this huge market and they didn't have to miss out on it. I mean, all they had to do was make a few like double XLs and a few triple XLs.
This also seemed to strike a chord with you in particular. You said, like, this is just sad for her fans, too.
Yes. What kind of struck with me is like, you know, Beyonce's music is for everyone. So why isn't her fashion? It just seemed weird to neglect this huge chunk of her audience, you know. And while I don't think people will stop being fans, because ultimately, if you're a fan of Beyonce, you're a fan of her music. But I can see how deeply disappointing that would be to some people. And I honestly hope that she'll look at extending the sizes. I don't know how realistic that is, considering her co-collaborator with Ivy Park is Topshop, and Topshop does not sell plus sizes.
Yeah, that surprised me. You reached out to the retailers. What did they tell you?
Well, I didn't get a response from Ivy Park or Topshop, but when I reached out to Nordstrom just to kind of find out, are the plus sizes coming down the pipeline? Like, what's going on? And what I kind of got from them is that it's selling off the shelves. They can't keep it. They'd love to sell more more of any capacity of Ivy Park. So, you know, I got the impression that if there were plus sizes, like, Nordstrom would more than happily, you know, sell them for Beyonce. But from what I got from Nordstrom, there's no plans yet to extend the sizes.
One of the things that really strikes me about this is Beyonce has a lot of things, but no one out there can say she is not a smart businesswoman and not someone who has really done a great job, as you mentioned, of being an incredibly inclusive one.
Yes.
And so I think that's where this really surprised me. I even saw people sort of getting into it in the comments on your piece. Someone saying, well, I'm just going to go to Forever 21. And someone else saying, like, oh, no, the Beehive is coming for me if I disagree with this. But it does actually surprise me.
Yeah, I was honestly surprised, too, because I feel like she's been so good about these things lately. She's just been so conscious with, you know, Formation. She was encouraging, you know, Black people to love themselves and to celebrate their heritage. And she's been talking about feminism and Black Lives Matter and all like these incredible things that are very inclusive, that are very all encompassing. And it just seemed like a weird misstep. So I'm hoping that, you know, that she'll make extended sizes. I'm hoping it's not what I think that it is, because often when labels don't refuse pretty much to make plus sizes, it's because often the plus size industry is kind of looked down upon. It's, you know, fashion is very much about the fantasy and the ideal. And for many people in the fashion industry, the ideal is thin. But the reality is you had a lot of people with money to spend and you're saying you just don't want their money. It just doesn't make sense. Like, I compare the fashion industry's stubbornness about plus sizes with integration in baseball, where basically like the Red Sox was one of the few teams that just held out as long as they could to integrate, you know, which made no sense because they basically were like leaving themselves out of all these great black ball players that were available. And they're saying like, nah, I don't want to be competitive. We don't care whether we actually win or not. We just want our team to be white. Like, and that's what it feels like. It's like, I don't want to make that money. I don't want to be rich. You know, I just don't want fat people to wear my clothes. Like, that's the mindset that you're going up against.
Danielle Velton is an associate editor at The Root. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
And we're going out today with a little bit of Prince. There's no real way to sum up his musical genius. So let's just listen.